In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On this third Sunday after Easter, it seems as if our Easter joy, which followed the sadness of Lent, will be mysteriously curtailed. In our joy, we find hints of future sadness. This is what the disciples contended with during their time with their Master on earth. Today's Gospel passage seems perfect for this time after the resurrection, in order to explain the future feast of the Ascension. However, this passage is part of a greater discourse by our Lord that took place after the Last Supper. It is known as the farewell discourse because our Lord bade farewell to his disciples and left some instructions. A little while, our Lord said, and now you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me. After the sorrow of the loss of their divine master, the disciples rejoiced in his presence once more following his resurrection. Recounting the first appearance of the risen Christ to his disciples behind locked doors, we hear from St. John that they, therefore, were glad when they saw the Lord. It was fitting, out of the virtue for justice, that Jesus be glorified completely. Yes, he suffered death, and for this he rose again. But we must broaden our view here and recognize that for us men and for our salvation, Jesus came down from heaven, in the words of the Creed. St. Paul, writing to the Philippians, wrote that Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. It is in great humility that our Lord, the divine Word, deigned to descend from heaven to become incarnate of the Virgin Mary. And so it is right and just that in return for this descent, that he ascend to heaven in full glory. This leaves the apostles like us, missing the physical presence of the Lord. And yet the apostles were comforted by these parting words of Jesus. I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice. Just as they did, we too must be comforted. Not only that, we must become confident. We must be confident because we know that God the Son has spoken these words. These words that he will see us again are not an empty promise, but they are true because it was God who said them. They are true because God is truth. They are true because God is omnipotent, that is, he can do all things, including fulfilling his promises. They are true because God is charity, God is love, and his love for us will mean that he will not abandon us. In this time of waiting here on our terrestrial pilgrimage, when we feel alone amidst our daily battles, let us never forget to pray. Jesus is our companion each and every day. He will never tire of hearing our needs, our wants, our complaints. And the truth is, there is always a good reason to speak to him, to pray to him. If we are sad, we can pour out our troubles to him. If we are happy, we can thank him for this joy, and in doing so, render him thanksgiving. If we have done well, we can also thank him again for preserving us in good, for it is a humble recognition that without him, we can do nothing. If we have done poorly, if we have sinned, we have made a mistake, we can show him our spiritual wounds, ask him for forgiveness, and find healing and peace. The important thing, however, is to speak, to ask, to pray. This constant contact with Jesus, especially through mental prayer, which we can say in our own words, puts ourselves in his presence. This habit of putting ourselves in the presence of God assures us that God is with us, and especially will be with us spiritually when we ask. We will more certainly forget that he is present rather than the fact that he forgets that we are present. This assurance is important to have because we must remember the words of our Lord today. A little while, and now you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me. The first, a little while, referred to the 40 days after the resurrection before our Lord ascended into heaven. However, this second little while is different. This little while is the whole duration of this present world, according to St. Augustine. We will see God once again only after we have finished our earthly lives. This will be, God willing, in heaven with the company of the saints and the angels. And so may we never cease to ask our Lord, through the intercession of his Blessed Mother, for the grace of final perseverance, a perseverance rooted in confidence that Jesus will be with us at all times, that Jesus will help us at all times. May we toil here below, may we fight against our faults and temptations with this joyful hope, so that after this little while here below, we may come to see Jesus once more in our eternal rest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.